Customs and Border Protection has been steadily increasing its number of agents, but recently the agency commissioned a recruitment drive aimed at boosting the ranks of female agents. Only about 5% of CBP's 21,000 agents are women, but with more and more women trying to cross the Mexican border, CBP officials think having more women agents could help. Commissioner Gil Kerlikowske told me about the agency's push to hire more female agents, starting with the results of its recent recruitment drive.
We asked for 5,000 applications, and that was our goal. We actually got well over 5,500 applications, so we're very excited about that.
And so why the special emphasis in a given period of time? Isn't this something that you would normally recruit for all year round?
We have recruited for Border Patrol agents, both men and women, and that has been open for quite a while. We frankly have not done a very good job of recruiting women, and that's reflected in the fact that out of over 20,000 Border Patrol agents, only about 5% are women. So we really needed to, and OPM recognized this, needed to make a special effort to recruit women. As a police chief for a long time, I know that women in law enforcement, you know, bring a huge amount of positive to any law enforcement agency, and increasing those numbers for the Border Patrol will do exactly the same thing.
And I guess maybe we should talk about the mission a little bit, because in recent years, I guess you've seen an increase in the number of women that are coming across the border that need the attention of CBP.
Well, that was true, and when we made the case to the Office of Personnel Management, we certainly needed to emphasize that we've had a significant increase in women, and particularly, as many people know, this last summer, family units with children. But the real goal, of course, is that we needed to increase the numbers at all the levels, all the ranks, and throughout the Border Patrol of women because of all of the skills that they bring to the job. Negotiating skills. I mean, the research is very clear that women in law enforcement not only do a very good job, in a number of instances, they actually do a better job than men.
And do they do exactly the same jobs as the men in Customs and Border Protection? Are there special roles that women uniquely can do, for example?
No, they do exactly the same jobs as the male Border Patrol agents. So the hiring process, the screening, the selection, the training is all very much the same. But women bring a perspective and a negotiating skill to law enforcement and to the Border Patrol that we very much need.
So how does that come into play in a border situation, that negotiating skill?
Well, one of the things that often happens is that when we apprehend, or as the summer showed, when we encounter people, I mean, they're traumatized already. We had well over 50 women that had reported being sexually assaulted by human traffickers. We had family units. We had, they come oftentimes from a country where law enforcement often isn't seen as a trusted partner and a friend and an organization that can help them. And so when they see the agents in uniform, we need to establish a level of trust and a level of confidence to these people that have gone through really a horrendous journey to make it into the United States, and we need to make them feel safe. Women do a great job at that.
So I imagine the addition of women to, say, a patrol group might actually increase its effectiveness when encountering some people trying to come into the United States.
In many ways, they actually do. Having those skill sets and being seen and easily recognized very clearly early on, even though they're in uniform, that this is a woman can bring a level of comfort to the people that we're encountering.
Now, your job call had a requirement for people to be fluent in Spanish or be willing to learn Spanish. Of the 5,500 applicants that you got, how many of them could speak Spanish in the first place?
You know, as long as they can show a proclivity to learning the language, we are happy to provide that additional training at our Border Patrol Academy in Artesia, New Mexico. But so I haven't seen the final list of the number of people. But when you think about, you know, it's a pay grade that can go up to GS-12. Pretty quickly, close to $70,000. And especially for women that have been raised or lived or have family members along the border and are familiar with that environment, you know, we see it as a good opportunity for the Border Patrol, and we see it as a good opportunity for them.
We're speaking with Gil Kerlikowske. He is Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And what about the physical training requirements? Now, in the military, they've had some struggles with trying to have women go through the same, like, ranger school, for example, as male soldiers. Do you have the same physical requirements in a situation like CBP?
We have physical training standards that they must meet, and the women Border Patrol agents that I have met with have made it very clear that they became Border Patrol agents by going through all of the same process and by achieving not only academically but physically the same levels as their male counterparts, and they want to make sure that women coming in as a result of this hiring surge on our part actually meet the same standards. I mean, they're a very proud organization. The Border Patrol is over 90 years old, and the women that comprise, the well over 1,000 women that comprise the Border Patrol agents, are extremely proud themselves. So they're going to make sure that we get the best, we get the brightest, and we get the most physically fit.
So what happens now? You've got 5,500 applications. You can't hire everybody. What's the process like, and where are you with respect to how many you'll actually hire?
The screening process is rigorous, and right now we've had some difficulty with contractors that I think you're very familiar with who do the background checks. But we're working through that, and of course it involves drug testing, it involves a polygraph examination, all of the steps that are needed to make sure that we're getting the very best applicants to put into the Border Patrol Academy.
All right, and so do you have a timeline for when you want to have those people in the academy?
We have an open academy that continues on with multiple classes in New Mexico, and so as we feed into the system, we'll do the very best that we can to move them into those open training academy slots.
And while we have you, I guess there's a new payment system that has been inaugurated with Congress's help to try to get CBP and other law enforcement agencies around that issue of unrestrained or uncontrollable administrative costs. Does it look like that's going to fit the bill for what you need to do?
The Border Patrol Pay Reform Act is one that was very important to me. We know that administratively uncontrolled overtime was a significant problem. It was raised by the Office of Special Counsel. It had been in existence for multiple decades, I think up to 30 years, but we knew that it wasn't working, and we had to figure out a way. So working with Congress, working with the Border Patrol Council, the Border Patrol Pay Reform Act has been passed. And it will make a significant difference in stabilizing the pay for our Border Patrol agents.
Now, that's Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Gil Kerlikowske. I spoke with him just before Christmas, and I also asked him about his plans for celebrating Christmas, and I thought something you might want to hear about also.
My wife and I are going to be at JFK Airport in New York, where we'll literally have hundreds of our Customs and Border Protection officers who are working on Christmas Day. And as you know, we have both Border Patrol agents and Customs and Border Protection officers not only working throughout the United States, but actually working worldwide. And this is just an opportunity for the two of us to thank them for their service and to thank them for what they do every day for the American people.